Hello. In this video, I'll talk to Ariana Yalcetan about Philippines.
Okay.
Hello, Ariana.
Hey, it's you.
Very pleased to have on my channel. Be very welcome on the channel.
Thank you for interviewing me. Okay.
My first question is, what part of the Philippines do you live in?
Okay, so I was born and raised in Mandaluyong City, Philippines. Okay, so to describe my city, it's near the capital, Manila. So it's 15 minutes away by car. And okay, to give you a glimpse of my city, we have some shopping centers here and a few tourist spots. So it's a good place to live in.
Ah, very good. Nice. And what's your view on the Philippines? Do you like your country?
Yes, I agree with the saying, it's more fun in the Philippines, but I think they should increase the wage here so that the life would be better, the quality of life, because otherwise it's good here, it's convenient, we have nice places to live in, people are friendly, the weather's good, so yes, it's a good place to live in. I'm happy here.
Very good. How are the Philippines doing with the coronavirus?
Right now, we're doing better. We have less cases right now compared to before. Before, we had about 6 or 7,000 cases per day back in June and July and August after they lifted the lockdown. But now, I think we only have about 2,000 cases per day. So the situation's getting better here. So it's becoming normal, but of course, people are careful. We're still wearing masks and face shields when we go outside.
I see. Yes, it's very dangerous, the coronavirus. It's complicated. There is an ambassador from the Philippines to Brazil who misread the 10. Did you see that?
Yes, I was horrified when I saw the video because the very person who's supposed to protect its citizens in another country is maltreating her own staff. So when I saw that video, I knew I could not trust her. She does not deserve to be called an ambassador. So I felt bad for the Philippines, for the country's reputation, because our ambassadors are always nice. Most of them are nice, but I don't know why she was hired in the first place. So her title needs to be stripped off.
Oh, it's complicated. Yeah. Are there many buses in your city?
Yes, we have a lot of buses here. Some have air conditioners, some don't. So it depends. And some just stay in the city. They have routes within Metro Manila, but some have routes to the provinces. So it depends on where you want to go.
Okay. Yeah. Is public transport good?
I think the quality of the public transportation is not as excellent as, for example, like in Japan or in other first world Asian countries. So I think we still have a long way to go.
Oh. Okay. What's the value of the bus ticket?
It's about 21 cents. So it's relatively cheap.
21?
Yeah.
21 cents. Very, very good. And is there a train, subway, taxi, and Uber as alternatives?
Oh, yes, we have taxis. We have this, okay, it's like Uber. It's called Grab. It's a Singaporean version of Uber. So we have it here in the Philippines too. And yes, we have trains, and you can research on probably Google or Yahoo or whatever search engine you use. We have a public transportation. It's called Jeepney. It's very unique. So to describe it, it's like this long, it's like a van. It's long. It doesn't really have a door, so it's open. Anyone can enter. You can only find it in the Philippines, and the fare's the same. It's 21 cents, so it's cheap. And usually, it's not really that cool because it's usually crowded inside. So, me, for example, I prefer to take like the taxi or probably Grab.
Okay. Are there many Brazilians in the Philippines?
I don't think so. I've never seen a or met a Brazilian in the Philippines, but if there were a Brazilian that went to the Philippines, I'd be happy to meet one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice. Do you have a lot of work in the Philippines?
Yes, there are many jobs here, but the most popular one is nursing. I don't know why many people choose it, but it's very popular. And you can, for example, if you're a nurse, you can also go to another country to work there. So there are nurses who stay here and go abroad. There are also higher paid jobs like medicine or medical fields, like being a doctor or a dentist. And being a businessman, definitely that would be the best way to become wealthy here because usually those have big businesses here. They earn millions or billions of dollars, so it's up to you. You can choose any.
Okay. How much is the minimum wage out there?
Oh my God, it's quite low. I think it's a slave driver because it's about $1 or $2 per hour. I'm not kidding. So I think they need to increase it. So I think the best would be $8 per hour, considering the living here, the cost of living in the Philippines. So it's quite low for most people.
In how much would you like to be?
I think somewhere between $8 to $12, it would be reasonable.
Okay. $8 per hour. Is there a lot of racism, prejudice there?
The Philippines is different from most countries because we're homogenous. Our population is about 98% Filipino. So if you see like a foreigner here, people will get excited or happy. They might even say, "Oh, cool, where are you from?" Like, we're welcoming towards foreigners. So I think racial discrimination is rampant like in the US or in other countries, but Philippines, no, I don't think so.
Okay, no problem. Do you hear news from Brazil on TV or in the media?
Rarely, like the only times I've heard about Brazil was during the 2016 Rio Olympics and also like when the Amazon forest got burned, but that was bad news.
Do you like it, the Rio Olympics
Yes, I
2006?
thought. Oh, yes, I thought it was interesting, especially the opening and closing ceremony. Like when they played those Brazilian music, it's so lively. Like, I want to dance. It's so cool.
It's a beautiful the Olympics. Is there a lot of fruit there?
Yes, we have famous fruits here, like papaya, mangoes, they're cheap and they're very delicious. Yes, we have lots of tropical fruits here.
Philippines has a tropical climate like Brazil. How are the beaches around? Are they beautiful like in Brazil?
Yes, I would recommend beaches like Boracay, Palawan, the ones in Cebu. You can research them on Google. Like, I would love to show pictures if I can right now. So, yes, they're beautiful, like in Brazil. The only difference is that the beaches in Brazil, like Copacabana or Ipanema, they're in the middle of the city, so you can see buildings behind you. But in the Philippines, it's like a remote island. It's just all trees and resorts. So, yes, that's the difference. We have lots of white sand, so it's beautiful.
Very good. What's the typical Philippine food?
We usually eat everything with rice. I cannot imagine a Filipino food without rice. We usually eat fish, chicken, beef, so basically anything with rice, and we eat fruits and vegetables too. Filipino food is usually healthy, just like any other Asian food.
Okay. What's your favorite food in your country?
Bangus, that's the name. That's the Filipino name. It's milk fish in English. It's very healthy and it's delicious.
Bangles. Bangles. Yeah. Does everyone use masks around?
Yes, of course. The Filipino people are disciplined. So in the Philippines, it's not a problem. Like, if you tell people to wear a mask, even if nobody is looking, people here still wear masks and face shields because people here are careful with their health. And you cannot enter public places without a mask and also a face shield. So they're very strict here.
Okay. Are there many tourists in the Philippines?
Normally, yes, but because of the coronavirus, of course, right now we don't have tourists from other countries, but normally, yes. And they're usually from the UK, US, and other Western countries. They enjoy the Philippines because it's not only beautiful and affordable, but also because the weather is nice, especially for those who like hot weather.
Okay. What do you think about Brazil?
Ah, I love Brazil. I became interested in Brazil ever since I started listening to Brazilian bossa nova, like Ela e
Bossa nova.
Carioca, Garota de Ipanema. Yes. I
Yeah,
love to visit
that
Rio de Janeiro.
so beautiful, Rio.
Yes.
And is it easy to find Brazilian food like rice and beans there?
We have rice and beans in the Philippines, but I don't know if it's like in Brazil, like if it tastes like the Brazilian cuisine, so I'm not sure.
Have you ever been to Brazil? If yes, where did you go in Brazil?
Sadly, never, but after the coronavirus, I want to go to many places like Ipanema, Copacabana, like the beaches, yes, and also other cities like São Paulo, Brasília.
Brasilia. Yes. Is there a political and social problem in the Philippines?
Until now, poverty is the main social issue here. So I think it's more out of, okay, I don't know if I should say this, but it's more because of some corruption problems in our country, but our current president is fighting it, so our situation is a little better. But there are still poor people in the Philippines, and the government still needs to help a lot of people. So I think they should create more jobs and higher incomes so that people's lives would be uplifted here.
Okay. Is that a lot of robbery out there?
No, it's safe here, but in just like in any other country, of course, just be careful, watch your things, but it's still safe here, so nothing to worry about.
Okay. Do you have something you would like to change?
In the Philippines, well, maybe just the salaries. If they increase the salaries, then I think many people will stay here. Nobody'd want to leave the country anymore because it's more fun in the Philippines.
Okay. The last questions is the American Biden wins. What you think? Do you like?
Personally, I'm apolitical, but in this case, I'm not really a fan of Biden, like as you're asking. So I don't know. I'm not really happy with the situation in the US right now. I think it's a bit chaotic. So I respect their opinion if they like Biden, if they chose Biden, but me personally, I'm not really a fan of Biden.
So that's all.
All
Thank you
right.
for the interview, Ariana.
You're welcome. All right, then. Hope to see you soon.
Really like.
Yes, I
Thank
enjoyed. Thank you so much.
you. Bye bye.
Okay, bye.